Welcome back to Smell You Later, your favorite podcast about two pretty best friends.
About two gorgeous girls. Yeah. We're sitting in front of so much new perfume that I think we're splitting it into two episodes.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of everyone.
Yeah. Honestly, I almost feel like we could do a two-hour episode and people will be like, sure.
Maybe.
Maybe. The question is, do we want to edit a two-hour episode?
The answer is no. No, we could split it up.
Well, we'll see where we go. You know what? We'll see where we get to. We'll see where the spirit takes us.
Yeah, we're going with God today.
I feel like we went to a lot of separate fragrance events this past.
You've been outside.
I know. You know what I love? Being outside. Just kidding.
I was like, I know that not to be true, but...
In the middle of the day. Mm. I love a middle of the day, early afternoon appointment because it gives me an excuse to leave my house. Mm. And then I can kind of schedule everything around that.
Yeah. Which I'm the opposite because of my job. But, I know. You know, between the two of us, we'll always hit everything.
Yeah. What was the Penhaligon's thing?
Oh.
Boring.
No, of course not. It was like just to sort of resurface their classic, hero collection. I had never smelled any of the Penhaligon stuff, so I was curious. Yeah, yeah, I mean, they were really great. It was, I wish, what I smelled was lovely.
Yeah.
The girls were there. The girls were out. It was at the Chelsea Hotel, which, nice. You know, I'll go to anything there. So nice. I would love to spend a little bit more time with the collection, but yeah, everything I smelled was lovely. The bottles are great. Caps are obviously great. So, I mean, not much to report, but yeah, I was happy that I got to give them a smell.
Yeah. I feel like every event I went to, they're like, this is embargoed until the fall. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right. This upcoming week is going to be nuts. Well, I mean, I'm going to everything with you, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's so funny.
I know. Kara was in town.
Our friend Kara was in town. Shout out Kara. Third host energy.
The Le Sports Tech event was fun. Extreme plug. Extreme Nepo plug. Le Sports Tech is back, baby.
It's not a Nepo plug.
It's a bit of a Nepo plug. My heterosexual partner and has designed a capsule collection with a sports bag, and it's really cute.
It's so cute.
It's like celebrating the New York City heritage of the brand from 1974.
New York, heard of it?
There's more coming out throughout the year that I'm really excited about. So excited but it's about like, this. Cool, I have to wait till freaking January for this. Ugh.
Well, there's a fall launch.
I love bags. And then Kara and I last night were just looking at vintage sports tech on eBay, and we found all the Gwen Stefani Lamb
Did
ones.
Did you?
There's a lot.
Oh,
there's a lot.
You know, I still have one of the Lamb hoodies. I know, like the Lamb hoodie. Yeah.
I feel like those fragrances are probably on eBay too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
They last 15 minutes because they're all just like so deeply toilette. They were so iconic though.
I know. Ugh. I kind of feel like Eau de Toilette are coming back. I've been seeing a lot more Eau de Toilette launches and I'm like, why?
I mean, they're just body sprays at this point, you know?
But what's weird is like, it's like an Eau de Toilette and a body spray. And I'm like,
man, Gwen Stefani is one of our culture's greatest losses. I'm dead ass serious. Yeah. You know? God.
Real. Ugh. Couldn't happen today. She couldn't happen today.
No, she cannot happen today. That's right. That's right.
I saw Sunny's Face launch fragrance.
I saw that too. And I knew
dying
that
to smell them.
The only person who would have any plug to them would be you. So here I am grilling you about them.
Me DMing Martine like, hello.
Hello.
How may I be able to get them in the US?
Do you have two sets of these? Sunny's Face is one of those brands that is really great at selling products with 8 versions of the same color.
Yes.
Like, do you want a full range of lipsticks that are all a nude rose mauve? Yep. Well, you're in luck. Or like, do you want a fluffy blush that is 12 shades, but one shade?
Works. Yeah. Somehow it works.
Somehow it works.
I've come to the realization that people...
Oh, God. Where's this going?
People love the same thing in all different tiny little nuances, variations. And they love to pay a premium for it. Mm-hmm. And I thought of this because I forget who I was talking to about the cost of highlights or how like every salon, the bread and butter is just like baby lights, sun streaked buttermilk highlights.
Like soft balayage that starts halfway down the strand.
Baby blonde. Yeah. And it's like, so you're paying so much money for someone to paint little pale streaks on your head. Mm-hmm. And sure, like... That's no shade to hairstylists. There is obviously skill and technique and experience to this. It's just so funny that it's like the less it looks like you had something done to you, the more you pay for it. Right. And I'm just like, how odd. Mm-hmm. What an odd place we are in beauty.
But you know also that feeling of looking at someone and being like, ooh, they have good color. You know what I mean? Like that looks so natural, but I know it's not. It's like the performance of maintenance, but still the sort of like two steps back from vanity. It's like the no makeup makeup of it all.
I call it the whole thing effect, mm-hmm. which of course like we could argue has, it just like is the way most people want to do beauty anyway. Yeah. I'm just like, please, we're in a famine of beauty.
We are in a famine.
Not beauty per se, but like creativity.
We're team, listen, here on Smell You Later, we are team put that shit on.
Yeah.
Shout out Arabelle.
Team glob it on.
Yeah. Have I bitched about this yet on this show? I don't know. So sick. Listen, of course, there's no wrong way to put on makeup, etc. But there might be, because I'm so goddamn sick of getting served these reels of these incredibly attractive, like 20-something men, you know.
Oh, wait, you have bitched about this to me, but I love
on
it.
Go on. The show.
Not on the show. Okay. Person.
Like, whatever. Capital H, hot guy. Yeah. Doing quote-unquote boy makeup and then like putting a scarce dot of concealer under each eye and a tiny dot of contour or whatever on the cheek, and then blending it all off of their face and then being like, makeup for men. I'm like, that's not what that is.
That's how I wear makeup.
Yeah, but you like put it on.
I put like little dots on, which to me feels like a lot depending on the coverage. But when I look at other people who do like makeup content creation, mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, you're glabbing.
Well,
you're glabbing.
What I mean is just like these guys are like, oh, like this will get me engagement. I've never done this before, but like, let me do this. Let me look like this is my thing now. Put it on, immediately take it off. Yeah. I'm just like, can we just put it on? Put that shit on.
What is their desired effect? Is it like no makeup, makeup? What are they going for?
I think it's less about the effect and more, again, about the performance of I'm a guy who wears makeup, but like you can't really tell. And that because I'm so good at wearing the makeup. And like, no, it looks like you're not wearing anything because you put it on and wiped it off. No shade to their skill level or lack thereof, but it's like, it's not even about having it on your face. It's about making the reel of you doing it and then going about your day. You know what I mean?
What a prison to be a content creator.
What a prison to be a man.
I say as us who has a weekly podcast. Yeah, I was gonna say. Like, I really do think that the content creation game, it just puts you in this hamster wheel of doing things you never would have done just for the engagement and so people don't forget you. And I think
that's a certain type of content creator.
Yeah, it does not feel affirming to me.
Well, I think there are also on the flip side many content creators who are legitimately good at their job and have an actual perspective.
Sure.
I'll watch anyone's content if it's actually coming from them and not the TikTok algorithm script, the TikTok syntax. Yeah.
I also have to remember these people are getting like a six-figure check. So I'm like, oh, okay. Mm. I would do that too.
Yeah, right.
Six figures.
I will sell out.
Yeah. I can be bought.
Shout out to content creators.
I was like, for a second, I was like, no, I don't want to get into that weird drama.
Oh,
the
no.
Perfect talk. I will not acknowledge. No. Tynan, what do you smell like today?
You know that brand that just launched with the Cunty cigarette case.
Yes, yes.
That
Morocco,
holds the Moroccan fragrances. El Morocco. I'm wearing...
Oh, you got it.
I got it. I'm wearing... What the fuck am I wearing? Lulu's Back in Town. Hate that name. Love the scent. They pitched me and I reached out being like, can you send me that?
Did they send you the cigarette case?
Well, they said they have so few units that they can't send that out. But they were like, but we can send you the fragrances. I was like, great. And they sent me comp vials that are this big or bigger. Oh. And like, okay, you really hooked it up.
So like 10 mls or bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. I mean, they sent me a substantial amount of each perfume. Yeah, I was stoked. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. 5.
I've only worn 2. But the reason I even called anything in is because of Lulu's Back in Town. Because it is a mint fragrance. Or a fragrance that contains mint. Bold Moroccan mint steeped in tea leaves settled into the warmth of amber-like satin slipping off a shoulder. Oh. Yeah, it's quite nice. It has that warm sort of ambery glow with the sort of cooling effect of mint. The top is pink pepper, bergamot oil, and Moroccan mint. The mid is cardamom oil, mate, and tonka. And then the dry down is amber, musk, cedarwood, and moss.
Oh, that sounds nice.
It's quite nice. Yeah, I mean, I feel like a lot of the minty scents I wore earlier in this year were very cooling and did lean sweeter, and all of which I loved. This is, again, sort of more like radiant, glowing, round. Definitely has the iciness of mint, but sort of in, like they said, like the tea form, and then the sticky golden amber glow feel.
Cool.
It's nice. It's really, really nice. I'm only 2 of my way in here, but I've really been enjoying El Morocco. And
it's really an interesting concept. Like a fragrance brand about a now defunct nightclub in New York City. Mm-hmm. It does make me wonder, like, business projection wise, I'm just like, where will this go? Like, are you just going to keep inventing characters?
Sure.
Or what would be kind of cool is, like, if it's like an anthology and it's like, and then we do like another club, like another New York City historic club. Well, I think it's
a hotel and club too. Yeah. So I think there's a lot to build out within that, you know? I mean, you could really go as far as you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's really, really cool. I think the cigarette case is really dope. I think it's some fucking uniqueness, you know, and also functional because it's a great way to carry the collection with you. It's definitely eye-catching. The fragrances are really great. I wore 154 last night and I was really taken by that too. I think with all of the cashmere conversation going on right now, this sort of slots right into that without doing it literally. There's nothing about cashmere and the scent, but it's all about a plush hotel lobby, like lots of velvet and chairs that are chairs you can sink into, if I'm remembering correctly. And so it just has that sort of like really 70s luxury feel to it. Nice. Really, really nice. So I'm excited to wear my way through this even more.
Very cool.
Sable, what do you smell like today?
Well, color me surprised. So, okay, I feel like I've been getting press releases about this brand forever and just deleting them.
Okay, like, can anyone pitch me about this? I've been wanting the goddamn body washes for months now.
Okay, so I smell like Athena Club Banana Sun Milk. And honestly, the reason I took the desk side is because Emily Ferber, who used to be one of the editors of Into the Gloss and Glossy original, you know, Glossier editors, I suppose. She is now the VP of marketing at Athena Club. So I was like, oh, cool. Yeah, I'd love to catch up with Emily. And their two new launches, I guess, have gone viral. It's Banana Sun Milk and Pink Marshmallow. And obviously, we know banana. It's a banana year. It's Year of the Banana. Mm-hmm. But like this scent, if you did not tell me anything about it and I just smelled it, I was like, oh, this smells like a fine fragrance. That's like a fancy...
Wait, what?
It smells like a fancy va-va-voom lady fine fragrance. It's like golden and spicy and warm and fun. And there's this kind of like fur collar kind of quality to it. It's fun. It's a very fun scent. It's like bright, but nighttime bright.
Sorry. I was handing it back to you and snatching it back. Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's fun. Okay, so like the notes they call out are banana milk, Tahitian Minoy, cold foam, velvet plum, coconut cream, jasmine, warm sugarcane, vanilla soft serve, and tonka bean, which it sounds just like a classic gourmand build, but there's something a lot spicier about it to me.
Is it on you right now?
It's on my armpit. You don't want to go in there.
Nope. Yeah, I mean, the bladder's not really helping, but...
Yeah. There's also something a little plasticky about it that I like.
I think that's honestly just a lot of banana scents.
Yeah. There's a little bit of like a plastic quality, like inflatable furniture. But apparently this scent is just lying off the shelves at Target.
I mean, all of their scents sound really great. I
did ask them to send me a couple more just because now I'm curious.
Yeah.
And Emily was telling me that the founder of Athena Club is like, has always been into scent. And she has like a really sophisticated like scent taste palette. Okay. And it's just that as soon as they started leaning into scent as the brand, because they started as like period products and then shaving products and then like deodorants. And then as soon as they started leaning into like scented body care, like that's when they really started taking off.
Because is very sort of like almost
the childlike. Cap is like this cloud. This like blobby cloud, which is very cute.
Yeah, I'm dying to try the collection, specifically the body washes, but I'll take whatever I can get if they would ever acknowledge that I exist.
They're scenty. They're scenty. Hmm. They'll scent.
Okay, wait, let me smell it on you. Oh, okay, I see what you mean.
Yeah, right?
Wow.
It is giving like hot girl night out.
It's funny because on the bladder, I was like, Sable, this is just banana.
I know.
Like new, freshly peeled banana. And it's pretty on you. It's way spicier.
Yeah.
And
it almost kind of smells like a, I use this term affectionately, like slutty Sol de Janeiro.
Yeah.
It is giving like slutty older sister Sol de Janeiro.
Hmm. Okay.
In a good way, like in the best way.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I'm very intrigued.
Very intrigued.
Athena Club, you will be hearing from me. So we have a voice note.
Hi, Tynan and Sable. My name is Kristen. I was at your fragrance swap last Thursday, and I know you said in the pod to say what you got at the swap. So I brought Laura Mercier Almond Coconut. I always forget if it's almond coconut or coconut almond. And Sol de Janeiro 62, the original one. And I got in return KST Sense Bussy Power. I don't know if it's Bussy Power or Pussy Power. I actually asked someone who told me she worked at Stell who was there. I don't remember her name, but she said she just says Bussy Power because she thinks it's better. And I said, really? You think Bussy Power is better? But I got that. I really like it. And then the extras I got vanilla milkshake. Oh my God, I can't think of who makes it. Hold on. Stick with me. Whoa. Snack House. And then I got Latafa Mora. So I'm really happy with what I got. And I had a great time. And I hope you have a million swaps or other fragrance events because I will be there.
Another dispatch from our perfect event.
Of all the fragrances they got, did they have to call in about that one?
Of course they did.
I've input a moratorium on that word on this show. So, but thank you for coming.
I'm not even sure if it's like allowed to be said.
It's not. Let me clear that up for you. Well, we hope you enjoy.
We love it.
It's funny that you brought those Laura Mercier scent because I feel like those have a huge cult following.
Yes,
you know?
They do.
And have for forever.
You should have sold them on eBay.
No, you should have brought them to the swap, but you did, so thank you. We are definitely doing more fragrance events.
Yeah.
Not swap so much, but we'll more to come on that.
Yeah.
But love to hear what you brought, what you took away.
We just love to hear what you think about we love to hear what you think about us. Only if it's good.
Might be true. Mm. Those KST scents fuck around.
They're a ride.
They really are.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the banana milk coffee latte situation?
I'm actually really enjoying the rice cake one.
That one is so good.
I love it.
I'm glad you took that one because I feel like you'll get more aware of it than I would than I do. But it's really, really good.
Okay, so now on to the episode.
We are completely pivoting, so I'm not prepared for this at all. Apologies for anything I do or do not say.
We're always prepared to not be prepared.
Okay, that's not what I want a reputation to be, but all right.
I think adaptability is a very admirable trait.
I don't think that's adaptability.
Okay, so I feel like, what was it, like our fifth episode of this podcast?
Early days.
Early days.
We were talking about you, what you would want your book to be about, should you ever get a book deal.
Was that it? I trust you on this.
Yes, because I when I moved, one of the 18 times I moved to New York City, I went back to listen to figure out which scents that I liked and wanted to keep. Yes, and I was like, wow.
Okay, so we've talked about this. We are not new to this. We're true to this. And that is the Gap scents, which are part of our foundational lore in how we got into fragrance, obviously. The five originals. There was always Heaven, Dream, Grass, Alm, and So Pink. But now they've decided to do Gap Beauty. We don't know what that entails other than scent, but the scents are now in the world, available to the world as of yesterday when this comes out. And
do we have any collateral or anything? Like, is this is this a new launch? Are they reformulated? Yes. Are they new scents? Like, I hope they're not doing sidebar, but relevant. So Marc Jacobs Beauty just relaunched and their whole thing is like, it's not a relaunch. It's a new brand. And I'm like, well, it has the same name doing the same products. I understand protecting themselves being like, these are not the same products, reformulated, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, babe, it's the same.
I thought they were saying that it's a relaunch and everybody else was saying.
No, they're saying it's not a relaunch. Oh, it's a new brand.
That was the old me.
I like this one so much.
I knew you would love that one. Okay, put it down. We are not talking about these.
I feel the rush.
Put it down. You can have that one.
Thank you.
Okay, so there are five scents. They brought back Heaven. They brought back Dream, Grass, and And they replaced So Pink with Harmony.
Flop.
That's my assertion. They did not say that, obviously, but I was like, this is the So Pink one. I smelled it, and I was like, this is the So Pink one.
Yeah, I mean, Harmony is here, and So Pink is not. So.
Exactly.
Reintroducing our fragrance collection, originally created in the 90s, reimagined for today. Okay, so they're new.
So they are new. They are reformulations with some slight tweaks, some less slight than others. They were also, I believe, tweaked by the same perfumers who created them. So I've gotten the chance to smell these in the past couple weeks, and I've been like kind of going back and forth about how I feel about it because it's like, obviously it's not going to smell the same. it's been like 20 something years.
Yeah.
Even if they tried to make it the same, it wouldn't be the same.
Right.
And also, we both still have all of the Eau de Toilette collection. I don't know if you still do, but I do.
I have like one or two. I give most of them away. But I will say that probably, arguably, even what we have are not the same the originals. Yeah. But they're probably closer.
They're close. So I got to do like a side-by-side smelling of all of them, which I was like, oh.
I would venture to say you are correct that these are very formative fragrances to both of us and many, many people, whether they're even into fragrance or not. I think you have a more fervent passion for them than I do, even though we have had largely the same journey with them until now. So I'm going to let you lead.
Okay.
And these are my very first time smelling.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
okay, I'm raw dogging these new ones. So.
Great. So I will say, they are all quite different than what I experienced. The most different one is grass, because the original one smelled like fresh cut grass. Yeah. It was like very literal.
Yeah.
This one, they heroed out, they added and kind of did the reformulation around matcha. So it's like more of a green tea scent than it is actually grass, I will say. And I'm kind of just like, why didn't you give this one the harmony treatment?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So grass feels like a step outside, bare feet, soft earth, rooted and reinvigorated with notes of green mandarin, matcha, and virgin cedar. Okay. I mean, that sounds nice.
It's very refreshing. It's like very zesty, refreshing. It honestly reminds me of Elizabeth Arden green tea.
This is really nice.
Yeah. It's interesting that they say matcha and not green tea, because I don't really get matcha as we think of matcha in like the matcha latte context. I get sparkling green tea in the Elizabeth Arden context.
Or it's like, is this stupid? It's like a matcha green tea, not a matcha latte.
Yes. Yeah.
But to your point,
yeah.
I feel like the matcha trend is based around the latte and the sweetness.
Yeah.
This is quite nice. It's very bright.
Yeah.
I would almost, and personally,
yeah.
to me, it's almost too citrusy up top.
Agree.
It's pretty though. Wow. It's okay. Nice. Wow. Ooh.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, this is like Elizabeth Arden green tea. Great.
But she's not grass.
No, she's not grass.
She's green tea.
Okay. So question.
That's why I was like, huh, that's a big old pivot.
It's a big pivot. And I guess my question is like, then what the fuck are we doing?
They're pivoting to wellness.
But.
So I've heard.
Not. Oh, okay. Well.
They wanted to make it more wellnessy.
Also, I'm wondering. Maybe we save this spiral until we've smelled through. I'm just sort of like, I'm going to say it, then we'll move on. Is this for the, I'm not going to say millennials, but like, is this for the fragrance crowd who is familiar with these scents the first time? Is it for more of a Gen Z audience? Is it a nostalgia play? Is it supposed to be newness?
I think it's a nostalgia play for Gen Z.
I think we wouldn't be looking at what we're looking at if it wasn't a nostalgia play.
Yeah.
Because
they're also EDPs that are meant to last longer. That was another part of the reformulation, is that they wanted these to last longer.
That's actually surprising to me.
And be layerable.
Ugh. I'm actually surprised that they didn't go the other route and just put out body sprays.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Hmm. Because also...
Mists might be coming. Who knows?
I'm sure they are. Because also, like, I am always curious, who is the Gap customer right now? Who do they see their customer as? Who is actually buying?
That's a great question. I don't have the insights. I feel like a lot of the people who are actually buying are millennials.
I do too.
But I do think that they're trying to target Gen Z.
I do too.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot of Gen Z uptake because they're doing really good collabs.
Yes.
So
like, and like, you're not using Cat's Eye to market millennials.
Yeah, yeah. And now they have the Hailey Bieber jean, which is great. Yeah. It sold out immediately, of course.
And only looks good on Hailey Bieber.
On Hailey Bieber and people who look like Hailey Bieber.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Like me. This is relevant. I say to convince myself that it is. I was at one of the world's biggest fragrance houses this week, and we were looking at their like 2027 projection, trend report, etc. And they were talking about, and this won't come as a shock to like me and you, but how they're finding that fragrance trends aren't generational anymore. Mm. It's more buyer behavior. So someone can like a gourmand, whether they're 60 or 16.
Yep.
And we find the same segments of the same demographics behaving with certain categories the same. So it's like the behavior doesn't vary across generations as much as we thought it would. It's more about, oh, if you like this scent, then this is how you buy. Or if you like this format, then this is how you buy. It's more like category and scent specific than it is demographic, if that makes any goddamn sense.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it does.
And
which is kind of nice.
It is. It is kind of nice.
I prefer
that. And I think it speaks to like not to get socialist with it, but how fragrance is a community or beauty is a community experience. Yeah. And it brings us together.
Yeah.
No one can sue me for saying that because it's all alleged.
And that is all clear.
I could have completely made that up.
Okay. So this one, I get like, what have you done to my boy? What have you done? I butchered my son. I'm kidding. But so Gap Heaven, which is like my go-to. What have I done to my boy? Yeah, completely different.
I find that puzzling. Wait, okay. Different. Before I speak out of turn here, if you were to say, which of these fragrances do you think is the one when you think of the original Gap scents? Like, what do you think everyone thinks of?
Gap? I think most people think of Dream and or Heaven.
Okay.
Personally, I think I preferred Heaven a little bit more back in the day.
I always thought it was Gap Grass.
But I think you're right in terms of unique memory because nobody else had a grass scent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And the fact that it was literal, it was almost a little bit of novelty of like, oh, do you want to smell fresh cut grass? Here you go.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
So that was a cool little novelty of that.
Yeah.
But in terms of like what people wore, I think Dream and Heaven were kind of the two. Yeah. It's and valid. I'm just like, this Heaven is completely different.
It smells like a Victoria's Secret fragrance. No shade.
Yeah. And like, no shade. Like, I loved those, like, the angel scents. I loved those Victoria's Secret ones. But in my recollection, and I do have the eau de toile, it's like Heaven was like very fresh, very aquatic, very like light blue, see-through kind of scent. And this is like an ambery floral almost. It's like super strong, ambery floral. It's like powdery. It's really warm. I'm like, I would never
If you were to do a rough sketch of a fragrance from 2025, it'd be this.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes. This, I can't really see the DNA of Heaven in it at all.
No. Heaven feels like feels like a moment of inspiration, a big sky, a starry night, awe-inspired, beautiful, with notes of pear, Madagascar vanilla, and patchouli. I'm getting a lot of pear, which does give me 90s.
I just get floral amber. Like a mishmash.
I agree with you, but after reading that, it sort of like slotted me into pear.
It's a nice scent. It's a really nice, very hot girl scent for sure. It's just very, very different from the original to the point where I'm like, I don't really see the DNA at all.
It's different from the original, but different than absolutely nothing else. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's the same.
Yes.
It was just like they pointed at Sephora and said that.
Yeah. Which I'm like, okay.
You're right. It is nice though. Like if it was one of those fragrances, like if I've never smelled anything else before in my life, it'd be like, oh, I love this.
Yeah. Yeah. I think people will like this, but I also think the people who wore the original Heaven as I did are going to be like, what the heck?
Yeah. I think if you're a Gap shopper, then you're...
I have to get the original. Sorry.
But
go on. I have to get the original bottle.
Okay. I think if you're a Gap shopper who is engaged with the Gap of today, meaning like the collabs, the sort of, I would argue that Gap shit is way cooler than it has been in the last 10 years. But if you're shopping at Gap and shopping frequently and engaged in fragrance at all, I think that you will smell this and be like, oh, this smells like three other things I have. And you might pass it up. I think for a brand like Gap, sameness can really benefit you, but it could also be at your detriment because it is so, so same. Ladies, we got fragrance today.
We have the blueprint, the 2020 versions of them. So
I even remember that grass being different. Sweeter than it was.
Yeah.
You are going to smell so crazy.
I'm going to smell insane. Insanely different they are from each other.
Okay, we're starting back with Gap grass. Sorry, rewind.
Heaven. Oh, you're doing grass. No, that's are Heaven.
Oh, shit. Well, it's green.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is way different. Wow.
So different.
Wow.
Completely different scents.
This is like... The old one is like soapy.
Yeah.
And
it's like soapy and aquatic. It's like a bubble, a soap bubble.
It wouldn't shock me if there's pear in here too, because I do get a soft sweetness that's like very, very there. But
I'm sure they share a lot of the same notes. It's just the composition is totally different.
It's giving
It's giving
Wait, now let's rewind to grass.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm just going to use all of your blotters.
Do it. That's what they're for.
Okay, well, to be fair, this is completely different than I remember it being too. So
really?
Yeah. Why does it smell like that?
Ooh, it's quite...
It's so much softer than I thought.
The word that came to mind was scratchy, but...
Really? It's the opposite to me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's quite sharp to me. The original grass.
To me, it's like... This actually smells like a flower petal, like a white floral petal.
a blade of grass.
It's pretty, but it's not like...
It's like, it's literal.
Yeah, it is literal.
It's more texture than scent.
Stream Blade of Grass on Mayhem by Lady Gaga. Okay, what's next?
Okay, let's do Dream next. So, original.
I'm just gonna...
So, original Dream. I couldn't tell you the notes just from smelling them, but it's very...
Sparkling.
Sparkling purple, floral... Yeah, it's kind of like a nice, like a sheer, kind of almost slightly soapy purple. Wow.
It's like a Victoria's Secret floral in that it's not floral at all, but it's like the most synthetic floral you could possibly get, which somehow makes it pretty.
Yeah.
So that was the original. Now this is the
new Dream.
Okay, wait, that's not actually that far gone from it. It's juicier. It's more purple.
This also smells very today. Very like something you'd find in a Sephora.
It smells very Valentino.
Yeah. Yeah.
This at least smells more unique than Heaven.
Same wheelhouse.
This smells, to me. Still, I think, closest to the original. Yeah, for sure.
It has a very strong through line of the original, but it has like so much more around it. It's like so much more decadent. It's almost like the full fat version of the original.
This is Dream, right?
Yeah.
Dream. Feels like limited possibility, like the start of something new, open, optimistic, free. With notes of Italian bergamot, jasmine, and cedarwood.
Hmm. What does that mean?
I
think that's a little bit of a vague descriptor, but like, sure. I mean,
I think the fragrance is vague, to be honest.
Yeah.
I think this is, again, closest to the original.
Yeah.
And to that I say thank you.
It's more complex and robust.
Definitely bolder, yeah.
Yeah. It's like the intense version of the original, which is funny because there was a Dream Plus as well.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Why did they only do like one flanker? quite different. Oh, wait. Okay. Let's start with the original.
Yeah.
Original I'm going to smell insane.
Godspeed, girl.
Original I'm just remembering my associations of it from the past where I'm just like, oh, this is the boy scent. Because, you know, the gender neutral kind of dry, deserty,
sandalwoody
type of scent.
Sable's currently wearing all of the Gap scents, new and old. Whoa. Okay. Okay. Yeah.
I actually kind of like the new version of this a little more.
The old version is so reserved that it's hard for me to pick up anything.
Yeah.
Wait,
the new is like... a little sweeter, which it's I enjoy. Yeah.
Feels like a moment to yourself. Glowing light, bare skin, calm and centered. With notes of ginger, sandalwood, and cedar. Which is nice.
I almost want to say there's like a almondy facet or like a macadamia nut. There's like something like a little bit nutty.
It's a little nutty, yeah.
The new is nice.
It is nice.
I like it. I'm like trying to find where I sprayed the old one. I'm like, where is it? Where is it on my arm?
Yeah, I know. It's quite light.
Really light. Wow. Yeah, the new one's interesting because I almost feel, and like obviously these are all ungendered, but I do feel like they made lean a little bit more feminine in the sense of that it's a little sweeter.
It's funny because I think both old and new, if we're talking about the gender of it all, I do feel like they, with the all the woods, lean more masculine.
Hmm.
And you're right. This one is definitely sweeter with the ginger, but
I think Heaven is like a lot more feminine.
This is also is really, really creamy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like a lactonic sweetness, not like a fruity,
like a very sweetness. lactonic sweetness, which is funny because like, you know, the only real sweetness in there should be ginger, and then I know there's sandalwood which make it creamy, but this is, I'm talking like oat milk. It's nice, though. I think that's like sort of the most impressive one, to be honest.
Agreed.
But we haven't smelled Harmony.
Harmony. So Harmony, I believe, is supposed to be their uplifting kind of happy scent. Okay. It's like, hello, Kani. Which I was just like, why does everyone try to interpret happiness with citrus? I feel like they just like reach for citrus.
Mm.
It's very juicy. It's very like the fruity floral of now.
Whoa. Whoa.
Super juicy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's almost like begging for balance of some sort.
A bit. I'm sure the dry down will. You'll find the balance in the dry down.
Wow, okay. Harmony, our newest fragrance, feels like life in full color. Sweet, playful, energetic, with notes of apricot nectar, gardenia, and amber.
Okay.
It's pretty. I think if I smelled it blind, I'd be really excited about it.
Yeah, and So Pink. I'm smelling So Pink. Maybe this has gone off, but So Pink is giving a little bit grapefruit-scented cleaning solution.
Well, I also remember So Pink actually being pink. Now it's like gray.
The juice in the bottle was like gray, and you're right. It did used to be.
I think this is actually gone.
Maybe. It's not that old, though. It's only like 6 years old.
I know, but I don't think we're dealing with like the highest quality formulations here. These are from the Gap outlet.
They're probably made by like all the big houses.
I don't think these are like meant to be quality though. I think they're meant to be juice on shelves.
No.
I mean.
No.
Well. I think for a Gap collection, these are great.
Yeah. I'm genuinely curious what the reception will be from the public, like from people who had no association to the originals.
I honestly think we are so far past any like normal person having any association with the originals. Maybe
millennials will.
I don't know. I would even argue
really?
That it would be the generation above us. Like maybe not full generation, but I was a little guy when I am remembering Gap Grass.
I was in junior high, which is the most impressionable time.
I would be interested to know. If you have a memory of the original Gap collection, call in.
Yeah.
Let us know what it is. I do find it a little odd. Hmm? I'm trying to say this diplomatically, but they look like shit.
Oh, my God. I wasn't going to say it like that.
Well, no. Okay. And what I mean is the fragrances themselves are nice. Yes. I think they're going to do great, you know?
Okay. So the bottles are all... It's a very stock bottle. It's a rectangle that's clear.
It's the most deeply generic thing.
Yes. And all the juices are clear. You don't get the colored juices.
It's not even
black
like...
Black plastic cap.
It's not even like minimal. It just feels like...
Stock.
Super rushed. And then the packaging feels...
I don't know if it was rushed. I think it was probably highly thought out.
Not the packaging. And the packaging itself, the cartons feel... Like,
fine. I don't mind the cartons.
I think they're, again, these look like knockoff Gap scents. I don't know.
The bottles kind of do, but not, I think the cartons look true to the branding. I think.
If this was like 2008, yeah. I would think they look great.
I do wish the juices were colored like they always were.
Yeah.
Especially because if we're going to do clear bottle, like give me colored juice. Why not?
These look really gorgeous. So we're looking at the pamphlet that shows sort of flat lays of thinly sliced notes against a light box. There's like a little translucency. These look beautiful. Yeah. Even if these were the bottom halves of the cartons, I think we'd be in a little better spot.
I don't mind the carton. I think we could have done literally anything, but like all of them are like, okay.
I don't know.
I see grass.
It just
I see heaven.
Seems like we went on Shutterstock and we're like, okay.
Yeah, I do. I would love to have been in that meeting, the design meeting.
Well, again, I don't know that Gap has an identity at the moment other than...
Gap Beauty has an identity.
No, Gap itself really? Has an identity other than who's our next collab, who's the next famous person we can bring in. So
I mean, it's like they do basics, so...
Yeah, but Gap had one of the strongest brand identities of the 90s. They like were the 90s, and then they flopped, and then they came back, and I'm sort of like, I'm dying for a little bit of brand equity and the visuals here, because these just look like knockoffs that you'd find in like a duty-free, you know? And the visuals are part of the experience. So I would not see these on shelves and get super excited, which for a brand like Gap, when you have so many doors, the in-store experience, shopping experience is part of it. So that's just me. But what do I know?
Again, I will say that when I saw the bottles, I was like, huh, okay.
Yeah.
Is the idea like the gender neutralization of everything, which is kind of just like the neutralization where everything's just super blank, almost lab bottle like that. Mm-hmm. Mostly I was just like square.
There's a difference.
Gaffins are not square. Gossips are round.
Round, right. There's a difference to me between minimal and generic, you know?
Yeah. And I wish they brought back the stainless steel, the aluminum.
Oh my God.
I wish they brought back the aluminum bottles.
I wonder why they didn't. Because that's also a sustainability story, you know? Interested to see how they do. I wonder how they're gonna like.
They're like $55 or $50, 50 mls. Like,
I wonder how they're gonna launch them though.
Well, we'll find out. In a couple days.
But what do you think? Just like talk to me about Gap bringing back beauty in general.
Well, that's the
besides
thing.
Besides the obvious.
I'm curious what does beauty mean to Gap? I'm really curious about that. I could see it being body.
Yep.
Like my instinct is like it'll probably be body all around these scents.
Yeah.
I don't see them doing makeup. I see them staying fairly non-gendered. But again, I'm like, how do you make that exciting?
Not by doing this. I'm surprised that, and again, this might not be the full scope of the rollout, but from what we know, I'm surprised that they're actually not supplementing this with a little bit of body. like
mm-hmm.
a body cream, mm-hmm. a hand cream, a yeah. hand sanitizer, whatever the hell it is. Just one to sort of have more of an entry to try the mm-hmm. scent before buying a full EDP, even though they are on the more affordable side, and two, sort of to fuel that impulse purchase of like, I'm wearing the new Gap, but it's a hand cream that was $12 instead of the EDP. And it also could play into this alleged layering story. So
laundry detergent would be a good move, I think.
They're not a laundry brand, though. Like
that. No, but it would make sense for them, just because they sell clothes as well. Then you really get to wear all Gap.
That's why it would not make sense for them, because they are not a fragrance or a cleaning brand. You know what I mean? It's like that category loyal thing. It's like if Pine Sol started making shirts, it's like that makes no sense.
Well, Pine Sol isn't laundry detergent.
Neither is Gap.
They don't sell laundry detergent, but they sell clothes. Therefore, if they sold laundry detergent, you could just like douse yourself in Gap scents.
I know
that
But what I'm saying, like, I understand the parallel there. But brands that go into laundry right now, and like I might be too close to this, are fragrance brands and cleaning brands.
Right.
I think sure. Gap has no stance yeah. in cleaning of any sort.
Right.
So it's like that would be a reach. I wouldn't use a Gap detergent.
That's fair.
Because what does Gap know about cleaning my clothes? They can barely sell them.
Well, I could see it being like a collab with a laundry detergent brand is the thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but again,
it's just like now with our scent.
Yeah. I still think that we are maybe potentially overestimating people's familiarity with Gap scents, even that they ever had them to begin with. You know, I would actually love to understand what people our age, and then 10 years junior to us, do they know about any of these? Did they know Gap had fragrance, perfume?
Well, no, perfume. I mean, that's why they're doing all the collabs, because they don't mm-hmm. have resonance with the Gen Zs mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Like, all of their brand equity is with Gen X and millennials. Mm-hmm. So, like, they kind of have to cater to us and then introduce newness as well mm-hmm. to also reinvigorate the brand to a younger audience. Mm-hmm. So it's like both and, which is why I was like, I think the Gen Zs will be like, perfume, yay. And I think the Gen X and the millennials will be like, oh my God, what have they done? They butchered my beautiful boy.
I
don't know.
I think if I knew nothing about these and then I saw them,
yeah.
again, I'm putting sure. myself in the minority of people who remember. And I could also be wrong about that. I think I'd get really excited about seeing them again.
Yeah,
sure.
yeah, yeah. I think people get really excited, but I also feel like people get really feral about changes to yes. things they remember.
Yes.
People get so upset at reformulations, mm-hmm. especially when they have such a nostalgic tie. Mm-hmm. And then they start to kind of spiral existentially, which like, I get it. But it's like, you have to remember, like, this is a brand. mm-hmm.
Some of these are so far from the source material mm-hmm. that I am a little shocked that they put them under the same
yeah.
name. Like,
and it's like something you were saying a couple of weeks ago where you're like, well, they couldn't have just released them again as they are, like that wouldn't make sense. And I was like, yeah, you're right. And at the same time, I'm also like, what the heck?
I understand. I don't agree with, but I understand why they would make some of these scent profiles a little bit more contemporary and
yeah,
like
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
generic. I don't agree with it, but I get it. But if it were me, I would have stayed closer to the original source, but made them stronger. Because yeah. I think we're looking for yeah. boldness right yeah. now. I think
Agree.
The most successful one to me is actually Ohm.
Really?
Because I can smell a lot of the original in it, but it's bolder, it's sweeter. Mm-hmm. But I still get that sandalwood. I still get whatever that one was. On the flip, they could have just gone more dry, more sandalwood,
yeah.
and arguably yeah. been even closer.
Yeah.
But I think this one and Miss Dream.
Yeah.
I think Dream is a very contemporary interpretation of the original
yes.
because you're right. It's yeah. different, but
there's a very detectable idea. It's like, oh, that's your daughter.
Exactly.
Okay. Yes. Like you would know just by looking at them.
It's like you're respecting the balance.
Yeah.
You know,
I actually think grass is my favorite reformulation because no, it doesn't smell like grass anymore, but it's still a really nice fragrance with the same concept. Mm-hmm. It just took it in a different direction that is also enjoyable.
Yeah. I mean, actually, now yeah. that you say that, maybe grass is the best one.
Yeah.
I appreciate that they didn't go full matcha latte.
Yes, agree.
I think this is very relevant right
yeah.
now. Again, with Miss Heaven, I'm sort of like, she probably or he probably already has a fragrance or two that smell just
yeah.
like that. Arguably mm-hmm. Dream too. Mm-hmm. This, I think, a couple of fragrance brands that we are staring at right now would die to put out.
Yeah. I think grass on its own is just a beautiful scent
to wear. I do too, yeah.
That's why.
Yeah.
Heaven, again, beautiful, pleasant scent. I have smelled it many times before. Mm. Dream will always love you in every lifetime.
Well, and I think also that going, I don't know. I always think that going too trendy, if you are not an actual fragrance brand, if these are ancillaries, which to Gap they are, going too trendy right now is shooting yourself in the foot, because what happens in a year and a half when the paradoxes are gone and we've moved on to something else and you're still stuck with this on your shelf, you know?
Yeah. Harmony is a little perplexing to me. Mm-hmm. I like the name. The scent doesn't correlate to the name for me. I think if anything, if they had called this one like Excite, I don't know, Surge, or like something with more energy or kinetic kind of feeling, something with propulsion, that would have made sense. But like
that is, and that also feels very 90s.
Yeah.
You know, in a way that could have served the concept a little bit more.
Yeah. But again, I'm like genuinely curious, like what people think of these things who don't have associations with the old scents.
I'm curious, and I mean, no disrespect if they're going to think of them at all. It'll be interesting to see how Gap rolls these out. Yeah. I mean, they've already done the press days and shit, so they're clearly like putting some spend behind it. But I wonder, I mean, it's just so crowded right now, you know?
Yeah. And again, yeah, you're right. Now that I think about it, I was like, why didn't you release these with body? If they're going to do body at all, they might not. Who knows?
Even just like body or hand cream. It just, I feel like
hand cream.
These would kind of hit
soap.
Harder.
Hand soap. Bar soap.
But then we're going to home and body. I don't know. I'm very like category first. Well, shout out Gap.
I mean, look, I feel like every quarter I make a large Gap order.
You do.
whenever they send me Gap cash, I'm like, I will use that before they expire. And I will get another pair of the same pair of jeans that I love. I wear the Gap. I really do. I stand for them.
Their white tees are some of the best. Yeah. And I did just buy a pink hoodie from them. So
all of my basics are Gap.
What do I know? Well, Gap, good luck.
Good luck. Genuinely curious. Also, you know, whoever's on their beauty team, consult us. Just saying, we're open to... We are hireable.
We are hireable. We are buyable. We are sell-outable.
Well, we have a lot of catching up on scents to do. So many. So many are embargoed, so we can talk about them for ages. But we just... The Gap scents released like yesterday. So it's like, we're like, all right, let's knock this out. And then we have a lot of catch up on things we've smelled. But...
Oh, the embargoes. We love them.
That's what I keep saying. And you're like, no, Sable, we can't talk about that.
That is true. That is true. I guess I am the cop.
You are the cop in my head.
Inside my head and yours. Well...
Much to think about. But in the meantime, you can go to our website, Smell You Later, where you can please leave us a voice note and you can find our cozy merch. You can follow us on Instagram. We're at smellyoulater.mp3. I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck. And until next time, we will smell you later.